Many things have been happening since last we met.
Yes.
Much has gone on within your world.
You're right, it has.
But we will not concern ourselves this time on worldly happenings.
No.
I wish to concentrate my energy and time to those of you within this group.
Thank you very much indeed.
There are those with me who will wish to speak to you for some short time.
Thank you.
But firstly, I want to say to the gentleman at the end of your room,
yes,
just a few words, please.
Okay.
You have been reading some matter on subjects you do not fully understand. Yes.
Is that so?
Please to speak with me.
Mark.
That's me.
Yes.
I'm reading a matter which I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. You have been?
Is it a book?
A book. You do not fully understand its contents. But let me tell you, lay it down. Place it to one side. Leave it for some while and then return to it. Then all will become clear to you.
That's all right, Mark. Can you acknowledge it, please?
Yes.
I just spoken to the
Thank
voice
you.
Contact is important.
Right. Thank you very much.
Yes, we have with this one some indecision also at this particular time in his life. Is this not so?
Is that right, Mark?
Yes.
Yes. Let me say to you, be still, be quiet, and you will find your answer. Your future, my friend, is a good and happy one. Do not concern yourself on trivialities. You rather worry about things which are unimportant. Yes, we know we will support you along life's journey.
Cool.
There has been unhappiness with some of you since last we met. I have endeavored to uplift and to carry you forward. we let those who wish join us. Have you questions for me?
Yes, I do have one question, Sanjumet. I must preface it with a remark. We have been told that we shall have direct voice communication here. That leads me to the question, which is, I am of the opinion that direct voice communication is not something new or rare, that it has in the past been a common phenomena between many nations who were aware of the possibility. Is that right?
My good friend, it has always existed.
Thank you, I hope so.
In many forms, not always recognizable, as you call it, direct voice.
Yes.
But the energy power has been there to be used by those capable of it. It is not new. It has existed in your world since your time began.
Yes. Yes, I was thinking on the subject a few days ago, and I was convinced that it had been such since the beginning of time, or civilization, as we call it, or mankind, perhaps, is better.
Go back to your biblical times.
Yes.
That you are all familiar with.
Right.
Was not the voices heard in the wilderness?
Yes, they were.
Was not the voice of those great spirits heard upon the mountains?
Yes.
What is new about it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
The so-called voice of God was nothing more nor less than direct voice, what we would call direct voice communication.
It was said to be the voice of God.
Yes.
Let me tell you, my friends, you will never, ever hear the voice
of course not.
God.
No, I've never accepted that phrase.
I do wish I could hear such a voice.
Yes.
But I would not be truthful if I told you such a thing was
possible. But that was the only description they could think of giving in those days.
It was their desire, so it became their reality.
That's right. Thank you for answering it. I thought my feeling was correct on that.
I will say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
About this subject. We know you have waited many of your earth years, but let me tell you, my friend, when the time is right, many things are possible. Many things.
Thank you.
Try not to focus upon one thing which you see as great.
Quiet.
The possibilities are building for much, much more.
That's most interesting. I do try not to concentrate on one particular thing, as I know we can't possibly imagine what you are able to do.
We need to work with you all. We need to refine these subtle energies used by all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you see, as I have told you all, what are you but pure energy?
Right.
There has to be much refinement.
That I can understand too.
You do. That is good. So, I say to you, hold on to your desire and you will see it come to fruition.
It's good news for us all.
But I say, take heed of your time.
Yes.
Do not become too anxious.
No. As you have said many times, patience.
It is really one of your very true sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is indeed a virtue.
True.
I know you humans are not endowed with great patience, but it is something you all can try to remedy.
Yes. Thank you very much for what you've told us.
I will let those speak now, but I would ask you to return to me at the end of this gathering.
Certainly, we look forward to that.
I thank you, my dear friend. Now, let those who wish to work begin.
Thank you.
One then began to speak through Heather.
Good evening, Mr. Bone.
Good evening to you. Thank you for joining us.
I have gifts for your friends.
That's very nice of you.
It will not be as elaborate as the last gift session we had. I would like to give a rainbow to each of your friends.
I should be very grateful to you for doing that. So I know the rainbow is symbolic of peace and serenity. Like to walk around to give each of them the gift?
Is this to be permitted?
Yes, of course. You wish me to help your instrument?
I one moment, please, Mr. Bone.
Yes.
It is allowed, Mr. Bone. I shall therefore make.
Right.
Your rainbow doth have stars at each end.
Thank you, sir.
Your rainbow is sitting upon clouds. Your rainbow is surrounded by great love. Thank you. And colored ribbons, I see. Thank you. Sunrise Rainbow. And other waterfalls. From the center, down each side. A bridge with a parapet on each side and a walkway through the middle.
Oh,
it is a pretty journey if you wish to make it. Is made with satin ribbons. And is floating on drops of dew. This rainbow doth have yellow roses. A bush at each end for you. And to my other friends, your rainbows are in the stars. I thank you for allowing this to be done.
Thank you for bringing such pleasure to us all.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you, my friends.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you for permitting those friends to come.
I hope you have found it to be instructive.
I'm sure everybody has, is that not so?
Yes.
Particularly the receipt of the rainbows.
Let me speak to you about your rainbows.
Please.
You understand the symbolisms that accompany it. But let me say to you, my friends, you are the rainbow. You are the very being, the gradation of colors within that rainbow. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
What I mean?
Yes, thank you.
As you are all individual, so
are the symbols which accompany it. They are the things to which you should refer. You are as the colors of your rainbow, each one of you at a different stage of being, from the very lightest to the very deepest shades.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I think we do.
I am happy that you have been given so much this time.
We certainly appreciate it.
I do intend to bring more people who wish to instruct you in exercises which will develop you spiritually.
And that we look forward to also.
As I have watched you all from the beginning of this evening, I have watched you become brighter and brighter in your colors.
Well, that's been good news for us.
I'm sorry, my friend.
I was going to ask you, not for flattery, I know you wouldn't do that, but if you are satisfied with the progress you have seen in us all.
I have told you that each and every one of you within this group should be developed to their fullest capabilities. I do not wish to come merely for words,
no,
but for your development. And as such, I intend to bring those people most able to help you.
Well, that's splendid news. We hope we have not been disappointing to you in our development, in our stage of development so far.
You could never disappoint me. Just to see that flickering light develop to grow brighter each time I see you makes my heart full. It brings me, if I were human like you, I think I would shed some tears. But not being human like you, then I have to tell you my heart is full.
I'm sure I speak for all of us when I say that our hearts are full too, for what you bring for us and what you teach us.
There is much to learn, but you will, and you will grow, and you will develop together until the time when you will be so amazed by what we can bring to you.
Good. We thoroughly enjoy our meetings here, all of us.
Do not doubt what comes. It may seem odd to you sometimes, but I say to you all, accept with love, and much can be done.
Well, we do indeed accept.
Before I leave you this time, I wish to say there are many who are so proud of what this lady small in stature, but growing so big in spirit.
She is indeed, isn't she?
There are many who look after her and are proud to be associated with her.
I'm delighted for her to hear this. Thank you for telling us.
Now, let me say, may that great Creator who bind us all together, may we be enfolded within that love, that peace. May you all search your hearts and live your daily lives by those thoughts and deeds which you know to be of love. I say one more thing, my friend. Take care of yourself.
Yes.
You are home to chills if you are not careful.
Thank you.
But don't be overly concerned.
No.
Because I am with you.
I'm sure you are. I appreciate this. Thank you very, very much again. May the Divine Creator be with you at all times also. Goodbye, and our love goes with you.
The appreciative comments referred to medium Sue.